involvement of unions, community organizations, and so on that are part of putting these demands on the state so that we don't just let unaccountable bureaucracies do it all.
That was David McNally on the pandemic and the economy, a radical view. He spoke in Houston at the end of April. The event was moderated by Hadas Thier. David McNally is professor of history and business at the University of Houston. He's the author of Blood and Money. This program is produced by Alternative Radio based in Boulder, Colorado. We are independent and in our 34th year. We're supported solely by individuals just like you. We feature such progressive voices as Noam Chomsky, Stephen Bezruchka, Naomi Klein, and Arundhati Roy. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. To place a credit card order for CDs or MP3s of today's program, David McNally on the Pandemic and the Economy, A Radical View, and his book, Blood and Money, just give us a call at 1-800-444-1977. Again, that number is 1-800-444-1977. And in solidarity with you, our listeners, we are offering printed transcripts or PDFs of this program at no charge. Just call us at 1-800-444-1977. Special thanks to Haymarket Books. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamyan. Thank you for listening. We go out with you too. Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Rec and Culture Division of Thunder Bay, bringing free events to the waterfront and all of Thunder Bay. Check out thunderbay.ca/events for more info and follow them on Facebook. Joey's Restaurant, a tasty little place for seafood, located at 595 Arthur Street West. Visit them Tuesdays for all-you-can-eat fish and chips and Thursdays $5 fish tacos. Some conditions apply. The Thunder Bay Blues Fest. Log on to tbayblues.ca to keep up with all the news on Thunder Bay's largest annual music festival, entering its 19th year in 2020. CILU now presents Indie Beat.
Thanks for joining me for Indie Beat. I'm Mae Wandinger. Robert Guest is a Vancouver-based alternative folk and pop musician who has recently released Cool Heart, the lead single from his forthcoming EP, British Columbia. I'll be speaking with Robert and giving you a sneak preview of all the songs from the new record in half an hour. First, here's Creep with Idols.
Started not dreaming with my heart and travel city to city and just a bend. Another day means might be gone again. And get a grip, man, don't lose focus. And get a job, your dream is bogus. And what then is this life? 40 in, 40 out, sleeping away my life. And this heart is meant for beating, this voice is meant for singing, this body has more meaning, more than 6 foot. You don't believe me? I'm leaving for a while. Think of you across the miles. I'm going now. I'll be back around. Can't wait to find you when I find myself. When I find myself. Been thinking and not starting, not dreaming with my heart and Travel city to city and just depend on the day means might be gone again. And get a grip, man, don't lose focus. And get a job, your dream is bogus. And what then is this life? 40 in, 40 out, sleeping away my life. And this heart is meant for beating. This voice is meant for singing. This body has more meaning. More than 6 foot, you don't believe me. Can I get or not the issue? Will I choose to watch me follow through? Feel a heart that's beating its chest. Gonna fight until my last breath. And I'm leaving for a while. I'll think of you across the miles. I'm going now. I'll be back around. Can't wait to find you. When I find myself, I'm leaving for a while. I'll think of you across the miles. I'm going now. I'll be back around. Can't wait to find you. When I find myself, when I find myself, when I find myself.
That was Graham Dick with Find Myself. Here's Nat J with Can't Get You Out.
Why haven't you called? I got nothing at all. If only my walls could speak. What haven't you said? I sleep in my bed. Got stuck in my head. And now you can't get you out. 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 Out. I can't get you out. Can't get you out. Can't get you out. Out. What could I have done to make me the one before the sun went down? Now where do I start? I'm tearing apart. Got stuck in my heart. And now you can't get you out. Can't get you out. Can't get you out. Can't get you out. Can't get you out.
This is The Rainy Day Apparel with Moonlight and Waves. This song is dedicated to the memory of Abby, and 100% of the proceeds of all downloads go towards Danica and Abby's Village to support local initiatives in Stonewall, Manitoba.
Thank you.
You're listening to Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
Hey, my mother sang, but she couldn't sing. Hey, my mother sang, but she couldn't sing. A little song in Ukrainian about little white boats sailing on the wind. She was out of tune, but it always put me under. Hey, my mother tried to lift everything. Hey, my mother tried to lift everything. A cup full up and never saying when. In a house of boys struggling to be men. No pain too small, no problem ever another.
With My Mother Sang. Here's Dear Father with Stay With Me.
Darling, there's something you should know. Darling, there's something you should hear. Stay with me.
That was The Long War with Lake Louise. After the break, I'll be featuring Robert Guess. First, here's CeCe Trubiak with Raven.
When you see me, tell me, what do you see? Can you see my dark bird tucked up underneath? I love the sun as much as the storm. Just like yours, this raven's heart beats warm. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm not hearkening the doom. Just like you, I'm waiting for the dawn. I'm waiting for a lonely night to be through. Just like you, I'm waiting to be long. Whoa, 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 whoa. So if you wanna fly, you better fly. Go out and hunt for the things that shine. Some birds, oh, they love to sing. But you and I are of the same wing. Oh, you and I are of the same wing. Show me your dark side. Show me your light. Show me your bright sky. Show me your sunrise. Show me your sunrise, yeah.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
We now continue with Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
You can reach me in the middle of the night. You can call my telephone line. And we can talk until the morning light. But it's not you, 'cause you're not speaking truth.
You can see the look all over your face, like there's something.
That was Speaking Truth from the forthcoming EP, British Columbia, soon to be released by Vancouver-based alternative folk and pop musician Robert Guess. The record was co-produced by Andy Schichter at Parksound Studios, and the lead single, Cool Heart, was released last month. I spoke with Robert over Skype. Rob, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Oh, thanks, May. Great to be here.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
I did not, although I would say that my mother was musical. I was certainly encouraged to be musical from a young age, and I think I just had a propensity for it when I was young. And so it was a bit of a desert from the standpoint that there was really nobody in my immediate world that was playing music, and I certainly looked to seek out music as a young guy, and started playing music seriously as a teenager. I grew up outside of Canada. I'm actually from the States, originally from New Jersey, and then grew up mostly in the South Florida area, in the Miami area. And so just played a lot of music growing up, and it's been certainly an interesting journey.
Do you remember what the very first album was that you ever bought for yourself?
The first record that I remember, my parents were definitely, there was music in our house. And in fact, I think they used to have some subscription where every month there would be a new record. And I don't know how actively they listened to the music, but the first record I remember was Elton John's album Don't Shoot Me, I'm the Piano Player, which it's nice in the last year to see his life story come to life on the big screen. But Crocodile Rock was the very first song I remember hearing as a young guy. And so grew up listening to Elton John, Billy Joel, Bruce Springsteen, especially being from New Jersey. And so, yeah, I mean, a lot of the 70s AM radio hits, I do remember 70s AM radio just being on all the time. And we would just soak up the melodies and those great pop songs from that era. The first record that I can't remember the first record. It probably was something around that time. It probably was an Elton John record.
I read in one of your bios that you feel that Neil Finn is a big influence for you. I'm a big fan myself. Who else were among the ones that you feel are most influenced your own music?
Well, you know, early memories of, you know, Neil Diamond was actually a big reference for me. Growing up, there was definitely a lot of Neil Diamond being played in my house. And, you know, again, I mentioned Billy Joel. I remember Billy Joel being played quite a bit at the time as well. I think, you know, for me, as I became a teenager, I was definitely attracted to some of the great alternative pop stars at the time. I was a big Lloyd Cole fan. When Crowded House came around, that was certainly a band that I listened to quite a bit. And to this day, you know, Neil Finn is one of my favorite songwriters. As I got a little bit older, I was attracted to some of the alternative rock. And so the Replacements were actually a big influence on me over the years. Paul Westerberg is one of my favorite songwriters. And so it's been a bit of an amalgamation of some of the music that was so inspiring to me. But a lot of it is really melodic based, great songwriting. Just I'm always looking for song and melody first. And so a lot of those writers were definitely influential for me. In fact, you know, it's funny when I think about music, it's probably not until recently that I tuned into lyrics as much as I have. I mean, I certainly, you know, have always focused on the whole of the song, but it's really melody first. And some of those writers that I mentioned just were so amazing at the melodies they created. And, you know, the words almost became secondary for me because focusing on the melody seemed to be the thing that would grab the listener. And so it's, you know, just recently do I go back to some records where I say, oh, geez, I didn't really quite pick up what that lyric was about at the time. But, yeah, definitely a fan of the great songwriter.
Do you approach your own songwriting in the same way by starting with a melody rather than having the lyrics inspire the music?
I do. You know, I follow this really great podcast called Soda Jerker. It's two guys from Liverpool that interview some of the best songwriters in the world. And everyone has a different process. And for me, it's always been guitar. And, you know, there's a bit of finding the melody first. And, you know, much of what is on my most recent record and many of the records that I've released in the past always seems to come in that way. It's almost a bit of a stream of consciousness approach to songwriting where you find the melody, you might find a phrase, you know, with a little guitar backdrop behind it, and that phrase becomes the starting point to discovering what the song's about. And I think that's an organic and natural place, you know, for people that speak, you know, through the lens of spirituality, they would say that, you know, you're just kind of opening a channel and waiting, almost like fishing, to find that kernel of what is the song about, and it's coming through you versus you using your intellect to discover what it is. And so I really try to take that approach just to kind of let it happen organically, but it usually does come from melody first.
You've previously released 6 albums, fronting a couple of rock bands in the States, and you are soon to release your new EP titled British Columbia. You just released the lead single, Cool Heart, last month. What can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, you know, it's one of my favorite songs that I've written, and so excited to finally get it out. The album I call British Columbia for a lot of different reasons, but one of the reasons that I was really excited about this particular project and this record was just playing with British Columbian musicians, and there's a lot of talented players here. The project was recorded at Park Sound Studio. It was co-produced and engineered by Andy Schichter, who has become a good friend and introduced me to just a really great cast of musicians. And most of the projects that I've worked on over the years have really been that. I write songs, I bring them in, I look for players, and I try to get out of their way and let them express their personality in the music. And that absolutely happened in this case. And, you know, in the case of Cool Heart, I was looking to really write a great pop song that had meaning, that was catchy, memorable, but also had, you know, this thematic around a metaphor here of someone, the character in that particular song has a cool heart and is maybe looking at the world, you know, from a dark place. And so the narrator of the song is really trying to shine a bright light on how cool that heart is, so to speak, and how much love is in that heart, even though that heart feels a bit dark. And so that's, I think for me, you know, as a songwriter, just trying to accomplish that task of how do you deliver that message in a way that is accessible, memorable, catchy, and fun. It's just been really fun to get the reaction of the audience that's heard it to date, and it's just been super positive.
When you get tired, you evaporate. Only took a second to appreciate my love. Windmill days and a broken thorn, and it only took a minute to relieve what you had torn. 'Cause my love is never very far, it's right where you are. It's underneath the weight of your cool heart. Even in a circle with a bitter face, it only took a second to fascinate my love. You left behind, and it only took a minute to change my state of mind. 'Cause my love is never very far, it's right where you are. My love is written in the stars, it's underneath the waves.
You're listening to Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
Savior in this masquerade. Waves
waves of emotion gonna carry you away. But who's gonna save you from this masquerade? Who's gonna save you from this masquerade? Can we help you when you won't make a sound? Days of avoidance gonna put you on display. Who's gonna save you from this masquerade? Who's gonna save you from this masquerade? Can't convince you if you aren't going to open your mind and wash it all away. You take off this mask in this masquerade. 'Cause who's gonna save you from this masquerade? Who's gonna save you?
Masquerade is an interesting song. I try to take elements of my personal life and embed them into fictional characters. And so I try not to be too specific about the source of that, but there was a person in my life that I felt was hiding, so to speak, within themselves and not allowing other people who love them to come into their life and to allow them to take off that mask. And so it just felt like a very relatable theme to me, the ability to step away from this persona, which was actually hurting me. And so again, you know, looking for that relatable theme, I think that, as a young person, I seem to see that mask, that persona that so many people wear, including myself, that is preventing a person from, you know, true happiness and peace. And I think, you know, really that's a big theme in terms of my music, is really around just trying to deliver a message around peace. And that's, you know, kind of peace of mind, peace of self, etc.
Is there a theme to the songs in this collection?
There is. It is part of the discovery. I think, you know, while the songs tend to discover themselves, I think thematically I've been writing about something that I think means a lot to me personally, which is really this, what I call this battle of spirit and ego. Ultimately, with spirit winning that battle, I think so many of us are caught up in our egos. And you know, ego is a bit of a misunderstood term. I think at times, you know, there is such a thing as a healthy ego, I suppose, but there's so many unconscious things that people do, and, you know, spirit or love kind of winning that battle, which is really just a kind of a form of consciousness or awareness, is something that, you know, I've kind of brought into my writing. I remember hearing an interview with David Bowie, who's another big influence on me, and, you know, he talked about his life being really writing about one theme. And in his case, it was about alienation. And for me, you know, I realized that the more that I focus on that one theme, it just, it's made the songwriting more fruitful for me, which is, again, this idea that, you know, love does overcome ego or negativity. And so I try to do that through characters. I think that the four songs in this EP, they're really kind of written through the lens of cinematic characters that are facing some crisis. And that crisis, you know, for how I've written the songs are really about ego and just, you know, finding love within yourself and trying to send a positive message through something that I think many people battle.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing in a studio or performing on a stage?
Oh, that's a really good question. Now, if you asked me that question maybe a couple months ago, I might have said a different answer. I'm really looking forward to bringing this music out on the stage. I am definitely by nature a person who loves to record music in the studio. And to be surrounded by creative people and creating that perfect record is something that is just a really attractive thing for me. That being said, I miss playing music. And right now, for so many musicians, it's so tough, right, to not have that outlet to bring music in front of people. I think that's going to change very soon, hopefully for many musicians. And there's been obviously a lot of musicians as well as many people in the world that have been hurt by the quarantine. But for me to be able to play these songs live and in front of people is something I'm really looking forward to.
We're sort of in a transition time when it's hard to have concrete plans, but things are coming up. Where can we locate you online so we can keep track of new tour dates as they start to come together?
So you can reach me at robertguess.ca. So robertguess.ca. And I'm on the website. You could also find me in all the places that you would normally expect in terms of social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Walk All Over You. What can you tell me about that one?
Walk All Over You, you know, is a song that, you know, one of the bands that I'm really inspired by right now is a band called The War on Drugs. And it's just a fantastic band out of Philadelphia. A bit of the sound of that, of their records, it can really be heard on that particular song. It's a song that I really wanted to have a mix of kind of driving energy and not lose the roots of my acoustic that background in terms of writing. It's just a really good blend, I think, there. The song itself is really about, you know, again, a similar theme. In that particular case, another person in my life that seemed to be in denial, so to speak, of some of the challenges that they were facing in their life. And again, wearing that mask, projecting something maybe other than they were. In that case, projecting what I would maybe consider a bit of denial, false happiness, et cetera. And so, you know, again, there's a bit of narrator coaxing the person outside of himself to find a place of love. And so a bit of a similar theme there.
I love the EP. Rob, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks, Meg. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Come around to everything you know. But the words won't make a sound until you change the tone. Desperate mile. I see it when we talk. It's time.
obvious and true. Your life begins to walk. Walk on. Begins to walk.